is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Kevin, what's up with you?
Well, here's the thing. I met this woman, Marlene, online, and I saw on her profile that she was really into art and kind of an art nerd. So I set up the date, and it's kind of weird, but it was a paint night. And
not wrong with paint night.
This was a kind of a weird deal. It was a male nude model that we were going to be painting. And so anyway, we go and really, yeah, I know.
That's
I
okay. No one's judging.
It was a lot of fun. And now I can't get a hold of her. She doesn't respond to any of my texts. And I'm seriously wondering what the hell went wrong or why she won't respond to me or anything.
Did you do anything like during this day? I just have a feeling that you probably did something without realizing it. Like, just try and go back in your brain. Did you do anything during this date that might have turned her off?
I can't think of one thing because I really have been doing that myself. Like, did I screw this up? What did I do? Did I say something that was out of line? And I thought I was pretty much a perfect gentleman. She even gave me a goodnight kiss, and we hugged, and it, you know, I even mentioned, okay, I'll call you, and she's like, okay, great. And so it's just like I am perplexed on what the deal is, on why we're not going out or responding or nothing to me.
Yeah. Kevin, I want you to get this second date so bad. Okay, so hang on. We're going to call her next, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, second date update on the 10th.
Hello.
Hi, is this Marlene?
Yes, it is. Who's calling, please?
Oh, perfect. So listen, Marlene, we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. We're the Get Up Crew. And this is not like a crazy call or anything. We're actually calling you because somebody reached out to us about you. And it's a good thing.
Okay. What do you mean?
Okay, yeah. So somebody reached out to us and they like you a lot and they'd like to take you out. And we're offering to pay for whatever you want to do for the date. You name it. We'll set it up. We'll pay for the whole thing. And you can have a great time on us.
That sounds like a good deal, but what are you talking about? Who called you?
Well, here's the funny thing. You actually went out with this guy and had a great time already. You did you did naked paint night with Kevin.
What?
Who? Kevin, the guy who you did the paint night with.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, he called you?
Yeah. He called us, said he had a great time. He said you guys almost like you had another date, like implied, basically, but now you're not getting back to him. Do you want to go out with him again or not?
It was a nice time. It was fun. But I just, to tell you the truth, we just don't have a lot in common. And the model that we were painting, it turns out we had some people that we knew in common. And I just, when we were painting him, I just afterwards couldn't stop thinking about his body. It's just incredible. His name is
God.
Wait, you're talking about...
We know where this is going.
You're talking about the guy you were painting, you're talking about Kevin.
Well, I guess I just have to say, I mean, I obviously don't know Kevin that well, but I felt like I really got to know Kendrick that night without even speaking. Just his penis alone was so stunning. It just captivated me. I've never seen anything like it. The contours, the...
His penis?
Okay.
Wait.
What? She's like getting turned on. What is happening
right
now?
Hold on a second. Wait, Marlene, hold on, wait, stop, pause. Somebody time out, something. Marlene, Kevin's on the phone and he heard you talking about
what the? You need to watch more porn.
Hi, Kev.
Marlene,
how are you doing?
You need to. What the hell is wrong with you? You're falling in love with a penis?
Wait, so...
an astonishing penis. You have to agree. You were there.
I want to get... I just want to get this straight. You didn't call Kevin back because you fell in love with the freaking guy you were painting?
His penis.
His penis.
Yes.
Well, I did become a...
You got
more
issues,
interested
girl.
Than I expected.
This is the weirdest, wackiest I have ever heard in my life. I thought we had a great time, and all along, you're envying his penis.
Seriously. Wow.
And it was leaning to the left. I think what it comes down to is you got seriously turned on by a big, giant penis that turns to the left.
Yeah, she did.
All right, listen, Kevin, you're really nice guy, but you're a little bit overweight for me.
Okay?
And I just found that man, that his entire, his muscle body, I mean, did you see every part of his muscling was astonishingly taut, no matter what position.
Marlene, you're as shallow as a kiddie pool.
His penis was to die for. I mean, he almost killed me the other night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, Marlene, would you like another date with Kevin?
I don't think so. But I do want to thank you, Kevin, for introducing me to Kendrick.
Okay, well, enjoy that penis and have a good life.